Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Chummy likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like? No like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
All right, lengthy weekend. Seemed like the most sports humanly possible, and that is a week before the NFL even gets started. Can you imagine what it's going to be like next week? But we have to start out with a team that I'm afraid it could be over for.
Lima no likes.
Boy, the Guardians got off to a great start going into the weekend and then finished with a thud over the last few days. And dare I say, the last two games, the last two losses, unlucky. Can I go that far? Listen to this. Yesterday in Fenway, where it seems like that's one of the places where something like this could go down. Listen to the call.
Down the line, long way into the corner, and it is caught, I think. Saying no catch.
Foul ball is what they're yelling.
Boston is challenging the call of foul ball. After review, the call on the field was a home run. The ball hit the foul pole.
What a bizarre scenario, as the ball popped out of the glove then hit the foul pole, and
they were still talking about it like three innings later, and finally Rick came on the broadcast and said, I wouldn't sugarcoat it if I thought it was a home run if I saw it hit the foul pole, but I didn't. They went and got another angle, and they finally showed it hitting the foul
pole. And you could see it, but this was after what happened the day before in the final game against Seattle in that series, where they got squeezed on a call at, balls and strikes. And the next thing you know, there's a challenge about what's happening to first base.
Yeah.
It's just nothing going their way right now. And listen to Steve Vogt, by the way, yesterday, when it comes to the home run. And then we'll get to some more of the Grizzly details.
I've seen it go over the fence. I've never really seen, one tip off onto the foul pole. It's probably the only foul pole you can really play at that height. But that's what this park does. You see some weird plays.
Right. Had they have been anywhere else, it doesn't go down. But in the end, as a lot of parents tell their children, when their parents actually talk to their children, you're not going to sit around and play the victim every day. Like, you create your own luck. Have the Guardians created their own luck this season?
I don't know. Not about that one. I don't think they've been unlucky all year. I think that one was just bad luck.
Well, this was going to be next.
Lima no likes.
As we really don't have much in the way of new information on their gambling investigation, MLB and MLBPA have agreed to extend the non-disciplinary paid leave of the Cleveland Guardians pitchers Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz until further notice. While MLB continues its investigation, we will not comment further until the investigation has been completed.
Is that bad luck?
Is that bad luck, too?
Just don't be gambling.
No, I think
illegal gambling.
I think it's bad luck for the Guardians that they had a closer involved in this situation. And then at this stage, it's in September. We don't have any information. We're just fans having to wonder.
Seeing in hindsight what we've seen from the starting rotation, Luis Ortiz might have been the guy we were depending on.
Was it bad luck the Browns have had a quarterback suspended? Was it bad luck that the Browns might not have Quinshon Judkins? What's bad luck?
I think I did say that.
So everything's just bad luck?
The Judkins thing was bad luck. And clearly, I think if you're a Guardians fan and you lose your closer over this, that's pretty bad luck.
Okay, just bad luck. That's all it is. When teams lose, it's just bad luck. And Browns have just had a bunch of bad luck last 25 years.
No, I think there's a pretty clear delineation when you expect a closer to come in and maybe not be as good as last year, where he was all-time dominant, Mariano Rivera-type dominant.
You expect
dominant.
The closer to come in and not gamble? That's bad luck?
Yeah, I kind of hope my players don't get ripped away from me for investigations that have every player's warned, don't gamble. And then we still don't know. Like, the Guardians are like, we can't comment at this time. I kind of want the Guardians to comment at this time. As a Guardian fan, I'd like to know why my players are not allowed to play baseball. And do we know what right now? And then what happened in the NBA with Malik Beasley, that he might have been cleared, yet he's not a Detroit Piston anymore because of this? Like, yeah, that's bad luck. I think a lot of that's bad
I'm not
luck.
Talking about that. I don't have your guys guys shouldn't gamble on the games that they're in?
Yes, we know, Kenny. But
okay,
I'm talking about
how is it luck? How is it luck? He decided himself to gamble. So technically, it's a luck that he didn't get caught, that he got caught.
First of all,
is that what it's supposed to be?
That's not what he's even being accused of, and we don't know that. We don't know that, and that's why the Guardians are not commenting on the situation. I'm pretty sure we don't know what the situation is, which is why I'm aggravated.
Okay. You're aggravating me by your aggravation, so off we go.
Well, wait a second. No, we got to talk about this.
I don't think we do.
How do you think it's not bad luck from a fan perspective when players get yanked from the team over stuff that as of right now, the team can't even comment?
That they did wrong?
Are you insinuating that the Guardians knew about this and it's their fault?
No.
Are you like?
But
are you insinuating the Browns knew that Quinshon Judkins did all that?
No, because he did it himself.
Even
That's
though we
why
don't
I'm
know,
saying.
We still don't know about, we still don't know
allegedly.
About the Judkins situation. That's bad.
Allegedly, you put yourself in a bad situation.
Most fans do feel like things that fall under the category of bad luck would be injuries, right? That's bad luck. What about your closer being taken away and investigated potentially by the feds from gambling? Yeah, as a fan, I'm going to go ahead and say that's bad luck.
Whatever excuse you can make for Paul Dolan, you will make. We've learned this, go right on ahead.
Do you think it's a Guardians issue that he was doing this?
I don't know, Anthony. Just move on with the segment.
Okay, I just didn't understand your logic for any of that.
Understand your logic either,
let's
though.
Let's go,
move on.
Buckeyes, baby! The Michigan fan won't say it.
I'm not a Michigan fan.
Oh, that's right. Big,
is it
big
bad luck
weekend.
That I don't like Michigan?
Now, I know most people say this was more about Archie being bad. I saw a lot of that nationally. But the reality is, number one team comes into your house, and everybody in the country watches it, and you put it to Matt Patricia, by the way, was scoffed at. The hiring was scoffed at. When he was brought in, what in the world is Ohio State doing bringing in Matt Patricia? And you know what he was doing? Confusing the hell out of somebody from the proud Manning lineage. But we play the marching band song if we could. I don't know if we can. What an incredible weekend down at Ohio State. And to even add to the fun.
I'm alive.
How about Lee Corso? A perfect
send-off.
That was
nice.
It was awesome.
5 million over 5 million, 5.1 million people clicked in to view that. Isn't that nuts?
It was awesome, Kenny. And not only that, can you add the Fox broadcast since I've never seen that happen
probably,
before.
Maybe that's what they did. Maybe they didn't.
Oh, they did?
No, I don't think. Well, Fox showed it, but ESPN's not getting credit for that.
Yeah, Fox showed the entire pick. Here is audio from ESPN.
This is one of the easiest picks I've ever made. Texas is loaded. Texas is number one. They have a Manning at quarterback. Poor Ohio State. They ain't got a chance. Give me my first love.
And then he put on Brutus for I don't even know how many times now because Ryan Day gave him a helmet.
Yeah, it had a bunch
stickers.
Of Buckeye Leafs on it.
Yeah, it had the Leafs from every single time he had picked Brutus. But it was
been correct,
it was awesome.
Yes.
And the fact that they had the band do their whole 20-minute routine that they always do, and it was integrated with the actual headgear selection. I thought that was if you weren't fired up for that game, then
you're not a big
this
fan.
Isn't your sport.
You're just not a fan of college football, yeah.
And not to mention, that was Ryan Day's first ever big college football game he attended, apparently, which threw me for a loop.
Kevin
I'm like,
Kevin Stefanski.
Kevin Stefanski had never been to a big-time college football game. Listen to Kev.
Great experience. Good job, Coach Day and crew. That's really the first big-time college football game I've ever been to, with all respect to the Penn Quakers. So it was fun for me to be able to take my boys down there. Had a blast. The shoe was rocking. It was very cool.
I guess when you really break it down, it makes sense why he would have never been to a big-time college football game, an East Coaster, but kind of had to step back for a second. I'm like, man, I've been to all these big college football games and different venues, and Kevin Stefanski's never done that. But he got his taste right there.
Nice for him.
Do you think he'll be going back?
Not anytime soon because they have a season going.
Yeah. One final note.
Lima likes.
Hey, I was there for history on Saturday, not far removed from where Ken Carman lives. 21-game losing streak goes by the wayside. Kent State is in the victory column.
What's that name of that coach?
Mark Carney.
Mark
St. Ed's.
Well done by him.
One for one. The
well
other coach was... One for like 31.
One of the best carnies I've ever met.
It was awesome.
Can I add another Lima Likes you're going to love? Were you up last night or were you up Saturday night for Cal and Oregon State?
Not that one, no.
Why would you be? The quarterback of Cal, he's a true freshman. He was 20 of 30 for 234 yards and 3 touchdowns. Smoked Oregon State. They couldn't do anything against this guy. True freshman. Do you know what this young man's name is?
What is it?
Jaron Kiawe Sagapulateli.
Oh, I saw the last name. So we were watching that.
Oh,
I didn't realize it was on at the bar, and I kept telling my buddy. I kept saying, Sagapulateli.
Ladies and gentlemen, the nephew of the late, great P.O. Sagapulateli.
Oh, yeah. How great is that?
What a wonderful moment.
It all comes first. Well, he has to become a Cleveland Brown. It has to happen.
I can't be
now.
Bad for another 3 more years. We got to go get ready for something here.
That's it for Limelight.
Boy, he keeps throwing like that. I don't know how much longer he's going to be a Cal Golden Bear because someone's going to come and take him because that's a lot of money he can make.
If you invoke Sagapulateli's law, you can bring him in. If his uncle played for the team, you should be able to bring him in with this.
We have mentioned that name many times.
They were showing how he's a big admirer of who? Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why? I'm guessing Polynesian.
Mm-hmm.